Many people shroud Freemasonry in mystery and misunderstanding. They view it as a benign fraternity or a charitable organization. However, as Mondo Gonzalez of Prophecy Watchers and Billy Crone reveal, there are deeper, more sinister aspects to this secret society. This blog post delves into their discussion, exposing the hidden dangers of the organization and its implications for Christians. See the Virginia Christian Alliance's post, Freemasonry's Secret Rituals Exposed in Viral Video Published by Undercover Catholic Journalist. Luciferian Lies of the Lodge, Billy Crone, YouTube channel link, What is Freemasonry? To understand what Freemasonry is, Billy Crone begins by describing it as Satan's secret society. This is not merely a sensational claim but one rooted in the organization's own practices and beliefs. Freemasonry is not just anti-God, it is openly satanic, with rituals and teachings that directly oppose Christian doctrine. Albert Pike, a prominent figure in the organization, explicitly stated that Lucifer is considered a god within the group. Pike's writings reveal a desire to establish a Luciferian order, which includes the orchestration of world conflicts to prepare the way for this new order. These revelations are not fringe theories but are documented in Freemason literature. The allure and deception of the cult. To fully grasp what Freemasonry is, one must recognize how it often presents itself as a community-focused, benevolent society. This facade is what makes it so appealing and dangerous. Many Christians are unaware of the cult's hidden threats, often dismissing concerns as conspiracy theories. However, the rituals and oaths taken by members are anything but benign. In the first three degrees of the organization, the entered apprentice, the fellow craftsman, and the master mason, initiation rituals include secret meetings, blindfolding, and taking bloody oaths. These oaths often involve gruesome penalties for revealing secrets, such as having one's tongue cut out or throat slit. Such practices starkly contrast with the transparency and openness advocated by Jesus Christ. What is Freemasonry in the Church? One of the most troubling aspects of understanding Freemasonry is its infiltration into the Christian Church. Freemasons include many pastors and church members, and they sometimes conduct Masonic rituals within church buildings. This blending of the organization and Christianity is deeply concerning because the two are fundamentally incompatible. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. One such aspect is that the organization promotes a works-based salvation. This directly contradicts the Christian doctrine of salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Furthermore, the secretive nature of the cult and its satanic underpinnings make it a dangerous influence within the church. The deeper degrees and their dangers. As one progresses through the degrees of the organization, the rituals and teachings become increasingly occult and blasphemous. For example, at the seventh degree, they introduce members to a false trinity, Jabulon, a composite of Yahweh, Baal, and Osiris. This perversion of the Christian Trinity is a clear indication of the cult's deceptive nature. In the 17th degree, members receive a secret password believed to be necessary for entering eternity, Abaddon. This name, found in Revelation chapter 9 verse 11, refers to a demon from the pit of hell. These teachings illustrate the satanic inversion present in the cult, where they present what is evil as good. The organization's influence and reach. The influence of the organization extends far beyond individual lodges. Notably, it has various branches, including the Scottish Rite, the York Rite, Prince Hall Freemasonry, and the Shriners. Each of these branches has its own rituals and requirements, however, they all share the same core of false teachings. For instance, the Shriners require members to pledge allegiance to Allah and Muhammad as their prophet. This requirement, in particular, highlights the syncretistic nature of the organization, which blends elements from various religious traditions to create a false unity. The call to Christians. For Christians involved in the cult, the call is clear: repent and leave the organization. The teachings and practices fundamentally oppose the gospel of Jesus Christ. Participation in such a group endangers one's spiritual well-being and contradicts the faith professed by believers. Conclusion: what is Freemasonry? It is not a harmless fraternity or a simple charitable organization. It is a cult with deeply occult and satanic roots. The rituals, oaths, and teachings are incompatible with Christianity and pose a significant threat to the church and individual believers. Billy Crone and Mondo Gonzalez issue these warnings, which should not be taken lightly. Therefore, Christians must be vigilant and discerning. By rejecting the allure of Freemasonry and standing firm in the truth of the gospel, believers can protect themselves from this cult's deception. As the Bible says, "The truth will set you free," John chapter 8 verse 32. Furthermore, embracing this truth means rejecting the deception and darkness of Freemasonry and living in the light of Christ. References: Freemasonry, Satan's Secret Societies Exposed, by Billy Crone. This book delves into the occult practices and beliefs of Freemasonry, providing detailed evidence and testimonies. Link to the book, The Deadly Deception, Freemasonry Exposed by One of Its Top Leaders by Jim Shaw and Tom McKenney. This book is written by a former high-ranking Freemason who reveals the secret rituals and oaths of the organization. Link to the book, gotquestions.org, What is Freemasonry and What do Freemasons Believe? This article provides a Christian perspective on Freemasonry, explaining its history, beliefs, and why it is considered incompatible with Christianity. Link to the article, Freemasonry, A Revealing Look at the Spiritual Side. This resource examines the spiritual and occult aspects of Freemasonry from a biblical standpoint. Link to the article, Documentary, Freemasonry, From Darkness to Light, by Jeremiah Films. This documentary explores the hidden aspects of Freemasonry and its influence on society. Link to the documentary on YouTube, 34 minutes.